مرة سنين العمر ماشي لوين يا لوين يا أم الموعودين بقوا مكسوفين يا أم السنين
Back when Biggie Wizard was all a dreaming I could hear my father screaming And he was either bored or even short of leaving Striving to make a living decent
I was struggling Yeah, for me, Palestine is like the soul of Arab identity. It's always been like the central to the existence of our identity. And not just the struggle, but the people, the culture, you know, the monuments that stand there, the history that has occurred on that land, and then in turn the political history that has occurred in the last 100 years, you know. When I came to Concordia in 2000, you know, a year later 9/11 happened, so I immediately became politicized, you know. And the first thing I became aware of was the Palestine-Israel situation. At the time when we were in school, it was very, you know, that particular relationship was very heightened in the hallways of this university. And it was, I think early on, it was like B'nai B'rith, or I don't remember what group it was, but they were way more powerful than SBHR in the sense of like sway on the university campus. So
solidarity for Palestine.
Yeah, which is, SBHR is the main group here that we used to support and do shows with and raise money with for Palestine, or awareness for Palestine, right? And after that, you know, every year there was a growing protest movement or a growing alliance movement around Palestinian rights and awareness for Palestine. And at one point they brought Netanyahu here to speak. I'm sure you remember that. And they made a whole film about it called Discordia and everything. We were outside and we got gassed and police presence and snipers on the roof like it was nuts. And just that micro situation made me realize the depth of resistance against Palestinian life. And then the Iraq War happened, and then like it just, it's also intrinsically tied for me. They're very different situations, but Arab life for me is one experience of multitudes. And if I don't stand with Palestine, then there's no point in standing with anything else. Like we all have to stand with each other in order to change that worldwide relationship around our lives. So when it came down to this Musicians for Palestine thing, you and I we speak regularly, but watching what was happening, and we've been watching it happen for so long, but watching how people were reacting to it finally, like there was a new, it was like the algorithm was switched off for a bit and all of a sudden we got through. I don't know how it happened, but you know, you were having these big celebrities say something about Palestine, and then the wall was being broken a bit. And I thought, this is the moment to really like galvanize the people that I've built with in the music game outside of music and be like, do you stand for this or not?
ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا فإن بلغ أحدهما أو كلاهما الكبر فلا تقل أف لهما
They say love. Lebanon, Vietnam, Iraq, Vietnam, Palestine, Vietnam. They wanna see us gone. So far from home, I can feel the bombs close to heart, like the death of a being gone. War made us feel like being free is wrong. Trying to be a man with a child's favorite song. Lullabies when a brother dies. No merit when a sister perish. Us, America. Drilling with loud toys, Mr. Cowboy. Bullet riddle the Middle East for little peace. Giving in to the inner cheek. Over in the feast like a winner, you pry oil and Dow joy. The same resource you drain came from remains of deceased corpses, main. All in plain view like Daniel Day-Lewis. I knew it. You giving off that kill me buzz. There will be blood.
People say history repeats itself, but I feel like history just moves, right? Whereas what happened to the indigenous people of Canada and America, and then what happened to the, you know, in the Armenian genocide, and then what happened to the Iraqis, and what's happening to the Palestinians, these are all the same model being interpreted on a different people on a different land. People have to make a decision. Are you for or against oppression? Because it has nothing to do with your politics, or anything. It has to do with your humanity. It's not a worldview thing. It's, do you agree that a government should pillage a people and a land or not? Right? And these, like, visions of terrorism and all these things are being undone 20 years later because we're realizing how much lies are projected through the media and then in general. Like, there's a lot of lying going on. So even when I go to the Arab world, there's a multitude of representations of the Palestinian cause. If you go to the Gulf countries, you know, Palestinians are heroes, but then they'll ally with the people that are oppressing them, or the governments that are oppressing them. Then you go to a place like Lebanon, they have their own problems, but Palestine is central to the conversation that's being had worldwide about them. So, like, I think the only way to shift reality is to shift consciousness. And that's what we've been trying to do for a long time. We weren't aware that we were trying to do that. We were thinking like, oh, we got to battle the system and change. But it's not about the system. It's about people outside of the system and bringing them on board with us. Because the more numbers you have, eventually governments and systems of rule will have to recognize that this is a form of oppression. It'll be too late, just like it was too late in the Truth and Reconciliation here in Canada. But the acknowledgement is the first step, in my opinion. So, we're headed there. It might not be in our generation. It might be in our children's generation. When I took my kids to the protests here, and it was the first time they saw it, and they were waving the Palestinian flags, and they're young, but immediately the first thing they say is, that's unfair. They don't know any of the politics. They don't know any of the history. They don't know any of the players, any of the names. They just know this is unfair. And when they said that to me, it made me realize, okay, this is what we have to make people feel. The simplicity of it, like, this is not a just situation. We agree. Okay, what do we do as a group of people? So I, of course, like, as soon as this Musicians for Palestine thing happened, for me, it wasn't about big names. It was about pulling those big names in order for people who listen to those big names to think, oh, let me pay attention to this. You know? And out of 100, you might get 2, but that's 2%.
Does not repeat itself, but it rhymes. And I do see, right? And I do see some rhyming between Vietnam and Iraq, I have to say. The similarities are that we're talking about discretionary wars that are not of great intrinsic national security import, right, to the United States. There are wars of choice,
right?
That the United States cannot summon the political will and military strategy to win. And in both cases, the enemies know that their job is not to defeat the United States military to every last man. It's merely to prolong the war and break
erosion,
exactly,
yeah.
Break the will of their oppressor.
I'm Iraqi, so like I watched my people literally die on YouTube for almost 10 years, you know. I witnessed the pillaging of culture, of people, of life, like, and I witnessed that from a distance, and I still developed a sense of guilt for my survival, and I wasn't there, right? So that was subconsciously what drove a lot of my music, because I didn't go to a therapist, I went to the microphone, and that was like where I unloaded these feelings. In the long run, I can go out of the music game saying, like, if I ever do go out the music game saying, like, I served my people, I served my purpose as much as I could being in Canada. You know what I mean?
Confronted by the ally nation, alien nation, the subjects and the citizens see the material religions through trauma and numb. Nothing is related. All the things of the earth and in the sky have energy to be exploited. Even themselves, mining their spirits into souls sold. Into nothing is sacred, not even their self. The ally nation, alien nation.
On planet Earth, the currency is murder. You a man of worth. They say the day is coming, drumming that you can't reverse. Watch the banner burn before the cannon burst. Don't chase an illusion, the nation halluca. Hallelujah, taste of the future. The people, the shower, the pistol, the coward that's facing the future. Lonely martyrs, magic carpets, dirty blankets, Coca-Cola, soul controller, holy waters. Middle East mode, sand glorious. Cheat code in Babylonian, the Orient. My superhero got the people power. Yassin and Yassin, you should heed the hour.
With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean. I mean it, I mean. Yassin and Yassin in the R.E.B. I mean it, I mean. Original nation, with one solid, I mean. Solid with it, true and living.
When I'm traveling and doing shows, there's always a moment for Palestine. There was a show I did in New York with Mashrou' Leila at Le Poisson Rouge. And I brought up a surprise guest. I brought up Suhair Hamad with me to open the entire show, being as she's like my OG in New York. And you know Suhair, you know how she is. So she went up and did that. And then at the time, Radiohead was booked in Israel, and they were refusing to acknowledge. I don't know if you remember this. I don't remember what year this was. And I'm a huge Radiohead fan, so I was very disappointed. I have this song where I flipped Karma Police, and I added drums to it, and I rapped to it. It wasn't something I released commercially. It was on mixtapes that I did. So I played that, and I made the crowd do responsing with me around Palestine. It was like Free Palestine or some stuff like that. And then after the show, somebody from the venue came to me and said, "We want to pay you. Come down to the basement." And I was like, "Just bring me the money, right? I'm the artist. I'm backstage. Why do I have to come to the basement?" They were like, "No, the guy who curates or runs the venue wants you to come talk to him." So I went down to talk to him. I don't remember his name, to be honest with you, but shout out him. He sat me down and was like, "Why did you do what you did? Here at this venue, we promote peace and equality amongst people." And I was like, "Bro, what did I say? I said Free Palestine. I didn't say fuck Israel." Right? And he froze. And I was like, "You have no right to tell me what to say. I'm an artist. We're in New York City, bro. You're going to sit here and tell me not to say Free Palestine at a Mashru' Layla show? Like, what are you talking about?" You know? And we had a very tense moment. And I snatched the money out of his hand and then whatever I left. And these micro moments are things that people don't know about. That I've gone, like me and many artists in our community has gone through as we travel through the world supporting Palestine. And I share this story to say, like, that's why I never stopped. Because, like, how dare you? I built an independent career on music in order to say what I want to say. And you, I come to your venue in the biggest city, like the city that all artists want to go to, and to a full sold out crowd of young Arabs. We supported a country that we love. And you have the fucking audacity to tell me not to say what I said and to tell me that it was offensive. Musician I've met at every level of the music game is struggling one way or another. If you look at somebody like Kanye, or you look at somebody like, you know, a brand new rapper that's trying to come up right now on SoundCloud, everybody has a form of a struggle, and because the game is not designed to make it healthy for you, it's an exploitative space. So if we can work outside of that exploitative space to point light on the exploitation in any light, then we've won. And we're winning. And we will win. You know what I'm saying?
Bismillah, like the feeling when I miss Falah, then wish the God and clouds to lift us all. Alhamdulillah, I wonder if BB can ever see me, and if I go back to Basra, will it ever receive me? Bismillah, homies that have the time to talk, now I wish for stars that angels find a wharf. Alhamdulillah, I stand ordered the strength of my sister, kiss her and thank God, our mission is planned for. Bismillah, Mamati, Inti, Hayati, Mom, the best one, hold her close to heart like my left. Alhamdulillah, for the truth and the being is beaming as the moon queen. You bless my future to be with. Bismillah. For the soul's anguish, love, and the moment my brothers program these drums.
I'm Martin Carly, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if the vaccine is safe and effective. The answer is yes. The vaccine is approved by Health Canada and has been the subject of numerous studies involving thousands of people, including children. Experts also closely monitor any adverse effects that may occur after vaccination.
For more information, visit quebec.ca/youthvaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Stéphane, Jameson, Bouchon, Didi, Dilo, Robert, Sanson, Tête Calée, Grimace, Billy.
I keep seeing Dee Dee in my sleep with the gold teeth. Denise put some Wheaties in my cream. She on some bro eat. You need to be strong. Fuck all that industry, cause killers keep calm. She wrong, cause niggas' feelings need song. Stuck in facilities, a memory gone. I can't eat. I keep seeing D-Lo in my sleep. He's demon fleur de lis. The bimbo leaning in his seat. Keep a pass around within reach. A demon in his sheets. Say who that with palm out. Squeezing at your Jeep. Convertie.
Let's go con Jizzy.
Convertie. I keep the rub on my penis when I'm skeeting in the sweet. Protect me. Lord, please protect me. These niggas trying to teach the technique. They flex weak. Them flex weak. Them niggas chains not gleaming. Them cheap empty. I keep seeing Stevie in my naps telling me to rap. My cousin James on the chat telling me to send that fucking money crumb before he crack. Watch me in American Express before he snap. It's like that.
You think say criminal. Goddamn by criminal. Say you keep criminal. Say Munsa you criminal. You think say criminal. Goddamn by criminal. Say yo keep criminal. Say Munsa yo sa yo.
Yo team say criminal.
Say yo keep criminal. Say Munsa yo sa yo.
Yo team say criminal.
Worthy. I don't want my mind alerting. People saying tweeting gonna make you die early. How about have my heart hurting? Hold it all aside, that can make you die early. Only get your best attorney. Something's there, feel it when I heard it. Just release the spirit, let it flow though. How do you leaving that with one leg like Flojo? Let me to the cross with long nails like Coco. Free throat coat for the throat goats. Even if I gotta do it solo. Even if I gotta do it with no promo. I ain't got my point across till we finally get across and pass the point. So
there's a couple things that I gotta quote. Don't involve yourself in things you don't have to know.
I ain't never questioned what you was asking for. I give you every single thing you was asking for. I don't understand how anybody could ask for more. Got a list of even more, I just laugh it off. I be going through things I had to roll. Celebrity drama that only rather know. Too many family secrets, somebody passing notes. Things I cried about I found laughable. Little baby Jesus ain't laughing, no. Don't involve yourself in things that ain't after, no. The big man upstairs ain't laughing, no. Don't involve yourself in things that ain't after, no.
Now here we are. You know I'm not about it. Showed you my heart. I let you into my thoughts.
Don't let the lights down drag you down. Who knows when was the last time you felt the love? One less sparkle to follow in my life.
too easily fooled, so easily deceived by some dude who's more rather into greed. Played by your emotions, you were swamped by your needs. Told you I didn't believe, you said I was out to deceive. You said that I lie. How did I? I told you everything, didn't I? But you just couldn't believe. Man, I'm so peeved. Your friends all up in your head, even when we're in bed. Your mind's elsewhere, and you say you care? I'm laughing at you all. You think you got me? No, no, my back ain't against the wall. The wall, the wall, the wall, the wall.
Don't let the lifestyle drag you down. Who knows when was the last time you found the love? One last sparkle to follow in my life. Right on. One last sparkle to follow. Thank you.
Beni sana geçme işler, vallahi ben. honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children.